We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
Thank you very much. My friends, I want to read a verse of Scripture that I quoted quite often, and a verse that every Christian ought to get hold of, and let the verse get hold of you, because it's a wonderful, wonderful verse. Now listen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, let's notice about whom He's talking. He says, now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, that's the first thing. If you love the Lord. Now, if you love the Lord, He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. A man does not love God unless he endeavors to do what God says do. He makes an effort. Now, we are frail and we are human. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. A little child one day said, Mommy, I don't know why I make you cry. I don't want to make you cry, see. That little child was a little fella, and he was always doing something to worry his mother, you know. And she was human, too. But, you know, God is infinite in wisdom and understanding, see. Now, some of us may, as Christians, grieve the Spirit unintentionally. We're not supposed to. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And sometimes we may, well, you know, at home, you love your wife, and she loves you, and but sometimes you hurt each other's feelings just a little, see. We're all human in this world. But we shouldn't justify and condone anything. That's one of the tragedies of our day. People condone things, see. But now he said, if you love me, show me you love me by keeping my commandments. Now I do not believe a man who loves God in his heart will deliberately sit down and refuse to do something that God wants him to do if he knows it. Now, I've been tested along that line myself. Many, many times I've come up to a point where I've been tested. I didn't want to do a certain thing. You might do a certain thing, have to make somebody angry. You might have to make some enemies. But something comes up where you just have to do a certain thing. You just conscious won't let you do anything else. Maybe you have a certain responsibility. I know in my relationship many a time I've had to lose a few personal friends in the carrying on of Bob Jones University. I'd have to do my duty to the school. Right? I remember one time we had to expel a boy from the school, and they came to me about the information. And they said, we don't want to expel this boy. His mother's one of the sweetest friends we ever had in the world. His father's a wonderful friend. He's had two or three of his family in school. Well, he said, what must we do? Well, nothing else to do but expel him. You couldn't do anything else. He's hurting another boy. His influence is bad. We owe an obligation to that other boy, too. And we owe an obligation to preserve his school. This boy's had a good chance. We've helped all we could. Well, we had to let him go and make enemies, see? You have to make enemies to do the will of God. If you take God's stand, you can't always just say, well, I don't want to hurt the mother's heart. You may feel it more than anybody knows, but duty is duty, and responsibility is responsibility, see? But if you love God in your heart, if you love God in your heart, you really love Him, you'll try to do His will. It may be difficult, may be hard. It's never easy. It's not easy in this world to go through a world that's built on the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of life. It's not easy to go through this world and do right. And you can't run around and explain to everybody. If you love God, you'll do what God wants you to do as best you know how. Now, we are human. We make mistakes. But no man in this world who loves God will deliberately, in a crisis, turn back from doing what he thinks he ought to do under circumstances. Now, if he said, we know it all things go good, what to them that love God? To what else? To them who are called according to his purpose. Now, God called me to found Bob Jones University. I don't think you can find anybody in this country anywhere that wouldn't say that Bob Jones University has been a success. You never heard anybody say we weren't successful. Maybe you never hear that. And all you've got to do is to look at it and say, well, it certainly must be something remarkable. Look at the plant. Look what's happened. Look at over 600 missionaries on the foreign field. Look at these students scattered all over the United States. Look at this student body standing for everything, doing the right thing and all that. Look at them. As the plant goes on, nice young people. Well, you just have to admit there's nothing else to do, even if a fellow's not for your school, if he's not what you're standing for. He has to admit that somehow or other, this thing's going along. All right? You know why? We've tried to run it for the Lord. Now God called me to found it. Now if God called me to found it, and called Bob Jr. to go along with me, and my wife to go along with me, and other folks out here have been with us for years to go along with us, in all probability, he must have led us in what we were doing. See? The man that's called on to do a job and goes ahead and does a job usually knows pretty well what he's doing after he gets started, don't you know? Yeah. All right. Now, I said, we know it all the way for good damn first. That love God. Your motive must be right. You must be prompted right. You must not be doing it for self. See? All right. You love the Lord. Now, you're called to do a certain thing. You're called to do it. You love God, and you're called to do a certain job for God. Then what? And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, many a time in the history of Bob Jones University, we've had to take a position we didn't want to take, naturally, humanly speaking. Nobody in this country wants to have trouble that's got any sense. You want to avoid all you can. But you can't sacrifice principle. You have to go ahead. You have to do the will of God. You have to carry out the purpose of God and the plan of God in your life, in your work. All right, then, whatever happens, what is it? Well, he says, wait, get it for good. Yeah. Isn't that strange? Doesn't mean that God's the author of everything. He's not the author of some things. The devil's the author of some things. But even what the devil does, even what wicked men do, always works together eventually for the good of them that are called of God. That is, if you love God, you want the cause to go over. If you're doing the will of God, you know and have the light, you want what you're doing to go over for God, not for yourself. Not for ambition's purpose, but for God. Now listen, if you in your home are doing the will of God, run the Christian home, love God, begin the day with God, believe the Bible, read the Word, stand true to God in every crisis, the best you know how, what's going to happen? He'll make any mistake you made turn out all right. If you make a mistake, honestly, sincerely, after searching for the truth and the will of God, and you make a mistake, because we're all frail, we're all human. Always, all men have made mistakes. The wisest of them, Solomon made them. Even Paul made some. Peter made some. Everybody made some. Jesus Christ is the only one that never did. Only one in the form of a man never did. But even your mistakes will turn out for good. All things. One thing works together another. Influences of the devil and currents of good all meet and somehow or other turn out in the long run. All right, for what? For good. All right, now if you're a good man, you want everything to turn out for good, don't you? Well, what you kicking about? You want everything to turn out all right for good to them that love God, to them who call according to His purpose. Now listen, anything that does not work together for good to them that love God, or is not intended to work together for good to them that love God, is of the devil. And sometimes the devil comes along to deceive people. We get suggestions, sometimes from good friends. If we follow them, we destroy Bob Jones University. They mean well. I had a letter from somebody, and he wrote me and said, you know, I'm sort of bothered around. He said that I find some people that I'm surprised. You say that it's not right for a preacher, an evangelist, or a pastor to work under the sponsorship of a man who doesn't believe the Bible and such as that. And said, we hear people criticizing. Well, I said, that's what we've said all the time. That's what we founded Bob Jones University to do. That's the stand we took. We said it's wrong to support a modernistic school. It's wrong for a church to give money to a school that doesn't read the Bible. We've said it's wrong for a man to come along and pat a man on the back that doesn't read the Bible, call him to pray, give him Christian recognition, hold him up and exalt him. That's wrong. See? Now, wait a minute. Don't you worry, brother. You do right. You go ahead. You do right. If it's not in line with the Bible, don't do it. If it's in line with the Bible, do it. And don't worry. For we know, K-N-O-W, know, that all things, the lying tongue of the slanderer, the wicked purposes of wicked men, the fellows who have been frustrated because they wanted something that you couldn't give them and be true to the Lord and the cause, they had ambitions for place and position and preferment that you couldn't give them without hurting the cause. And I want to give my testimony. I can say, for I know. I know. Not just because God said it, that's sufficient. If God said it, I'd still know it, whether I know it from personal experience or not. And I want to give my testimony. Christian friend, as I look back over the years, I know that in my life, as I've endeavored to do the will of God, that all things through the years, whatever they've been, have worked together for good to them who love God. Now, wait a minute. That doesn't mean we've made no mistakes. Mistake? Why, that's one of the all things. Mistake? Listen, an honest mistake is one of the all things. But everything can happen. Doesn't matter what it is. And someday when the returns come in, you're going to find that this verse of Scripture is literally true. I hope you love God. And I hope you're doing the will of God in your life. May God give you grace to do it. Our Father, help us Christians to be faithful. Help us not to be disturbed and rattled by a world that's clamoring for recognition and people that have ambitions, but help us to be faithful in all things, true to Thee, knowing that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. We pray this prayer in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. Consider this. Bob Jones University has produced much of the leadership for today's Christian schools and has trained the administrators of other Christian colleges. So, if you want the best grad school training in education, go to the source. Contact Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. We'll make you better by degrees.